today was supposed to be the day that hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants could apply for work permits and legal protection from deportation. You'll recall that was because of an executive order issued by President Obama back in November. A federal judge in Texas blocked that order earlier this week, giving a 26-state coalition time to pursue a lawsuit that would permanently stop Obama's action. So how are undocumented immigrants reacting today? Joining me now is Ileana Olguin. She's an attorney at the offices of Armendariz and Olguin in El Paso, Texas, and works directly with families on immigration issues. And Ileana, some of your clients include those people that would have been applying for legal protection today. So what are you hearing from them?
Yes, we had to unfortunately contact many of our clients and break the news to them about the injunction and what that means for them. And understandably, they are all a little bit worried, a little bit upset, but we're hopeful that the injunction will not stand and that the programs will be eventually able to be implemented. But of course, that means that these families are going to have to wait even longer in order to be able to get the benefits that the programs will offer.
Right. Although even that in and of itself is somewhat uncertain because the 26-state coalition that won this judge's ruling on Monday, you know, seeks to permanently end President Obama's executive order. I mean, given that uncertainty, are you still telling families, like, continue to sort of prepare behind the scenes?
Yes, we are. We're still telling them to prepare. We believe that the president and his administration is on very solid legal footing when it comes to these programs. The injunction was not a surprise coming from this particular judge. When those 26 states were choosing which court to file in, it was very deliberate that this particular area of the state was chosen. This judge is known to be very conservative and to be very vocally opposed to the president's immigration policies.
Right. But you're speaking of U.S. District Judge Andrew Hansen there in Texas. But on the other hand, I do note that it is a 26-state coalition, which is, technically speaking, more than half of the states in the United States. I mean, I'm wondering if your clients and families that you work with, do they see what's happened this week as a reflection of how welcoming the community there in El Paso or in Texas is? Or do they see this as sort of the latest chapter in political battles over immigration that emerged from Washington?
Here in El Paso, we're very lucky. We're an international community. We're right on the border along with Ciudad Juarez is our sister city on the Mexican side of the border. And the El Paso community is very welcoming. So our clients feel that they do have support, but they do know that there are clearly individuals across the country who are opposed to these programs. But there are also a lot of people who are in support of these programs. So it is a 26-state coalition opposing these programs. But there were also a lot of amicus curiae briefs that were submitted by many other states, many mayors of large states, large national organizations. So there's also a lot of support on behalf of the president and his initiatives.
Mm. Well, let me ask you, part of President Obama's executive order dealt with expanding DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And that has to do with people who have been in the United States undocumented for some time. I mean, as the title of the program says, since childhood. But we've seen that in the past, undocumented immigrants have shown some reluctance to apply for past versions of DACA. 1.2 million of them, if I understand correctly, are eligible, but half of those 1.2 million folks haven't even applied. And I'm just wondering if, given this latest round of court orders and political battles, if families or eligible undocumented immigrants are feeling even more reluctant to apply for these programs.
Sure. Yes. No, you're absolutely correct. Even when Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals was first announced in 2012, while we did see a lot of young people come forward and recognize the benefits of the program and want to sign up, we also saw a lot of young folks that didn't want to, that were suspicious of the program, that weren't really sure if they should go forward or not. So, yes, and it is sad that now the injunction is very likely causing more fear, more apprehension, and more people are going to be hesitant. But as I said, I'm confident that in the end, the programs will be able to go forward and these families will be able to get some help.
Mm. Well, Ileana Olguin is an attorney with the offices of Armendariz and Olguin in El Paso, Texas. She works directly with families on immigration issues. Ileana Olguin, thank you so much.
Thank you.